welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Ryan here. And we talk about our Nutramans. We just finished our sale, Father's Day sale, yesterday midnight. And by the way, if you do consult with my son Matthew and get his services, you can get a special code that will work anytime. But you have to purchase a consultation. We have a big sale coming up, the long sale coming up over the 4th of July holiday. It'll start before the 4th of July and go afterwards. And you get 7% off on top of previous sale multi-packs, 3 and 6 packs of multi-packs. Like we have a deal where if you buy 24 of the Nutridyne, you get 6 free. Plus, any shipping over $99 in the USA is free. So that's pretty amazing. We just, by the way, got word that today, after several days of testing, our Red Deer Velvet now DR is now going to be shipping. So we are selling that already as of yesterday in the holiday, the Father's Day holiday sale. That is the first product in the world. And, of course, you need other nutraceuticals from our NutraMed line in order for the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones that are unaltered because they're in delayed-release capsules to work to rebuild any of your organs. So, Ryan, the remarkable thing about our NutraMed line of nutraceuticals is it's so remarkable, even when you compare it to other medical-grade nutritional lines, they're superior. It's superior to Metagenics, Designs for Health, Allergy Research Group, and also you get, we call apropos advice to tell you what tests to do with your local doctor, what kinds of blood test kits I can send to you, or even you can go to a LabCorp Quest or even have a mobile blood tech. We can send many of these kits, can be sent anywhere in the world, I can give you advice on what testing to do with your local doctors or specialty referral clinics around the world. So there's no comparison to what we provide to anybody else. And the big box stores online like Amazon and Jet, etc., cannot compare because they can't give you advice as to what to take and how to test to see if it's actually working or to make sure that the nutraceuticals are bioavailable and biocompatible, jump any gene defects, and actually do what they're supposed to do. And that's a main failing of these so-called online marketing companies and even your local naturopathic chiropractor. They're playing around the edges of this, or the doctor that's gone to a couple weekend seminars. They're into kindergarten-level functional medicine. They don't understand toxicology, pathology, intermediate metabolism, infectious disease, epigenetics, and quantum biophysics at all. So they're completely ignorant and dangerous for your health. So you know this is the place to go. In fact, I'm advising a number of clinics around the world from Thailand to Santiago, Chile, to how to start doing protocols the Nutramedical Dr. Bill Deagle way. So let's start off with a couple of top nutraceuticals, Ryan, so that you can demonstrate these principles so people will not wander away from the farm, the Nutramedical farm, and decide that they think that they're going to get wise enough so that they can actually accomplish the same things with garbage they buy online. Go ahead.
Well, I think, there's any one of these formulations that we can pick from for the Nutramedical lineup here, but one of the big sellers and one of the most popular things that people use would be a product like Calm Mind. I love talking about Calm Mind because there's nobody out there that isn't dealing with stress, one form or another. It's kids in school, it's kids out of school, it's work, it's finances, it's what political issues that you watch on the news. And it swamps you. And the fact is, if you're under stress, you're not going to do well overall in health. You're just not. You're not going to lose weight like you should. You're not going to enjoy your life. You're not going to have joy itself. And so Calm Mind is a really neat formulation, and it works by basically being kind of a reset to make sure that your neurotransmitters, when they're trying to be expressed, that your body can and appropriately express what you're trying to do. So Calm Mind is one of these things that I think you've relabeled many times, Dr. Billy. I think you've called it Better Than Booze or Marriage Saver or, a couple other things that you've
better than Mary Jane, marijuana. Yeah. Better than booze. People, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're reaching out. They're stressed. And so here's the formulation, right? You got powder formula. You can use it 1, 2, 3, or higher scoops. Sometimes you want to use higher depending on what the challenge is. But for kids or adults, it's cherry flavored, really easy to use. But people usually taking it and taking 1 or 2 scoops, usually in 20 minutes, notice a very significant impact on the way that they're thinking. And so people use this for calming things down. When the cortisol is elevated, when people are under a stress response, it can really change the dynamics of how you feel. But then on the other side, it can help you with things like craving issues. So it could be the alcohol cravings, or it could be carbohydrate, sugar type cravings. You know, people have generally a witching hour that they say, oh man, I can't get past, you know, 8:30 at night without either needing to eat ice cream or cereal or whatever it is, try using Calm Mind, and all of a sudden you'll find that just because the neurotransmitters that are already existing in your body for things like relaxation, reward center action, like through dopamine, it's like all of a sudden things are expressing themselves like they should, and you just don't have the urges to say, oh, I need another glass of wine, or I have to have a bowl of ice cream. And that is a very powerful place to be.
Yeah. What's amazing to me is if you sip it all day long, you're also going to sleep better at night. You're going to have lower blood pressure. You're going to have lower stress hormones and free radicals in your body that drive everything from blood sugar problems to hypertension to even cancer rates that relate to stress. So it's amazing, isn't it?
It's a great formulation and very powerful.
I usually like the Calm Mind and the Brain Mag together. In fact, I have my drink, which I've just sipped on 2 seconds ago. And I put a number of other things in the drink. I put the vitamin mineral mix, etc. And Sports Energy Light is fantastic in the drink, and it activates your ATP. I take the tablets. I have literally a bottle on my desk of the NADH tablets. So if you do that, you're going to energize yourself. You're going to calm yourself down. You're going to become alert, but not hyper. There's a big difference between alert and not hyper, isn't there?
Oh, very much so. That's the thing. People often take different products, and they're too deadening, for example. You know, they're like, well, I can calm down. And you're like, yeah, you can calm down, and you're using alcohol or other kinds of drugs.
Right.
You pushed yourself into a place where you don't function like you should, right?
Right.
And so that's what's neat about the product, I think, with Calm Mind is you're not doing anything that you can't go about normal life with. And,
right.
And that's a huge thing.
Now, let's go through some of the top nutraceuticals, and one of my favorites is Power C Plus, the Omega Supreme Pro, for example, which is a monoglyceride, so you absorb much more fatty acids. And people say, well, what causes plaque? Well, plaque is caused by eating foods that are heated polyunsaturated fatty acids like sunflower and safflower oils, make, say, potato chips or corn chips. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure you take anti-inflammatory fatty acids, and you have to absorb them. Otherwise, no point in taking them. It just goes out in your urine or stool, mainly stool. You know, and making expensive stool is not a good idea in terms of helping your body, is it?
No.
Yeah, expensive stool, I call it. So pick out a couple of the top ones, Ryan, and we'll kind of expand on them.
Well, another one that I think I would hit on, I think you touched on it just a minute ago, but the Brain Mag.
Uh-huh.
An important formulation. So magnesium, we know, is really a critical mineral throughout the body, but particularly in the brain. And there's been some just fascinating studies with regards to this material. So a lot of people take different formulations and different herbs and so forth to try to help and enhance brain and protect their memory and enhance their cognitive capabilities and to be able to focus like they want to. What's really interesting is this magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier that you find in Brain Mag is a very, very powerful tool that they could use, and it's got amazing impacts. And so it is also in a powdered format, easy to combine, like you just said, Dr. Bell, that's something you like, Calm Mind and Brain Mag in combination with one another. But like in some of the clinical studies they've done, just fascinating, like in people that are age 50 to up to 75, they would measure like their brain age in years based on their memory, short-term memory, their reaction times and so forth, a whole laundry list of things that they would do to establish a brain age. People taking the Brain Mag material basically were able to, in 12 weeks, reduce their brain age by over 9 years.
Right.
So it has a fast effect, and it's something simple. It's magnesium that needs to be in your brain.
Well, it blocks,
oftentimes it's not there.
It blocks one of the most important receptors in the brain that can cause inflammation and seizures and aging, called the N-methyladiaspartate receptor. And because it does that, it protects your brain. It's a brain protector. I think there were studies done on animals that had a gene polymorphism or SNP, and they actually found they had lower rates of degeneration than even normal animals, mice, because of the Brain Mag, the magnesium L-threonate.
That's true.
That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Brings up a whole lot of opportunity.
It does. Back in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll continue our discussion of NutraMed superiority. And attention all shoppers. First off, don't presume because you can go on the sewer net and pull up an article by somebody who considers himself a pundit or an expert. You need to find out the facts. And one of the most important things I say on the show is to ask better questions. First off, don't just take their qualifications, carte blanche, and think, well, they've gone to this or that school of such and such expertise. You want to question the basis of the logic behind their nutritionals and their counseling and their testing. A good example is I just talked to a lady yesterday about thyroid, and she was taking Armour thyroid and still having thyroid problems. She's also taking Sterol, actually drug tablets, you know, steroid tablets. And I said to her, I said, first off, when you're taking thyroid, you need to take thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. And you want to take a natural one that doesn't have, like, Armour thyroid, cornstarch, and titanium or polymers. And secondly, you have to support the adrenal and hypothalamus with biomolecules and the cofactor nutritionals that are bioactivated so they jump any gene defects you might have. And you have to provide the cofactors like our Nutriodine, things that help to support, like Minerals Plus, the 5' deiodination. We use Force Colon as well, which is going to increase 5' deiodination to prevent the rise of reverse thyroid hormone. And you got to make sure that if the person does, you just suspect they have thyroid and adrenal problems, because when the horse, the adrenal horse isn't working, the thyroid is extra stressed, and vice versa. So you got to test it, and you can test it not with blood tests, but with 8 data points with saliva, the unbound hormone in your saliva. Now, the average doctor, even the average functional medicine doctor, doesn't know this. They're not just ignorant, they're dangerous, because they'll start you on a course of taking, say, hormones, like steroid hormones, like this lady, and giving her inadequate dosage of thyroid and not realizing that you have to, each body compartment through your autonomic nervous system regulates 5' deiodinase and activation from T4 to T3, which is 4,000 times stronger, avidly attached to the crystallogaly there, turn on oxidative phosphorylation and create ATP and NADH. When you talk to the average doctor, they're not facile in this, let alone the public, which are completely and blithering ignorant. And it's dangerous to assume that something this complex you can master by going on the sewer net. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. And the problem is, let's put my background, okay? I finished my PhD project at 21 in marine oceanography and genetics. I just had to write the thesis. I went through medical school and residency, and what I do now with functional medicine is 100 times more complex than any surgical procedure, intensive care unit, or anything else done in medicine. It's very complicated. You can see some simple principles behind it, but to be honest with you, if people are listening, they realize if my doctor, for example, I just had a gentleman, I do consults literally every day of the week. In fact, just finished one gentleman who got out of the hospital after about 3 weeks in hospital after he went into a post-infective hypotensive cardiomyopathy and heart failure. And the doctors there were being knuckleheads. They weren't ordering the tests that I recommend. And they did say, oh, yeah, he is hypothyroid. I said, well, what are you going to do about it? They didn't treat his hypothyroidism in hospital. Okay, they didn't do infective testing to find out what infection actually triggered his cardiomyopathy. If you can get Zika virus right now, and in 2 weeks, even if you're in your mid-20s and female, you can go into terminal heart failure. So the medical profession are behind the science eight ball. They're not trained enough in basic science research or even have the intuitive curiosity to actually ask the right questions and do testing. And let alone the idea that they don't know how to approach anything, whether it's sepsis in the hospital, cardiac failure, or even what causes plaque. They're still chasing LDL cholesterol, basing on the Framingham study, when it's very clearly obvious that our food supply in North America is placogenic. It actually generates plaque. And the insanity of the healthcare system is they don't want to rock the boat because it disrupts the financial model of the health providers and the surgeons and everybody involved at the piggy trough of healthcare, which is the largest industry on earth. In fact, healthcare in the United States is larger than all of the next 5 industries on the entire planet in terms of total dollars. Isn't that amazing? Healthcare in America is bigger than the next 5 industries in the world, not just America. That's craziness, isn't it?
It is craziness.
Yeah, and people say, well, why don't they find solutions? They don't want to. In fact, if you start to find a solution, you'll be persecuted or end up dead. Now, why isn't Deagle dead? Because I'm a nasty SOB. If I thought somebody's going to legally go at me, I'm like a half a lawyer. I will tear their heart rate out of their chest in federal, state, or other court. And if someone threatens me, they're not going to have a bad day. They're going to die in a vicious and awful death. So I don't get anybody that threatens me. Not long, anyway. They threaten me until I counter-threaten them so bad they realize I've asked for trouble and they're going to get it. Now, the same with the medical profession. I find the medical profession, by and large, ignorant, self-serving, and dangerous. And you know, Donald Trump is playing around the edges of the health care, fixing the VA and fixing the cost of drugs. But we need a total overhaul of what is health care. We need to return to principles like the ancient Cohenic principle that you don't pay insurance. It's the tithe that goes to keep the Cohens from going into business. And when you get sick, you stop paying, just like the ancient Chinese under the ancient Chinese medical system or the Cohenic system 3,000 years ago. The system we have now isn't preventive care. It's based on symptoms. By the time you have symptoms, you're ready to faceplant, die from cancer, heart disease, or something else. You need to have it based on functional medicine, which is long before you get a kidney or a pancreatitis that go put you in a pancreatic failure or cancer or your bones break. You want to prevent it from happening. And you can do that only with nutrients. You can't do it with drugs. Right? Yep. And now, of course, we have new technology like our Red Deer Velvet DR, our epigenetic frequency therapy, photochromic light therapy, hyperbaric oxygen, all kinds of things. Signal plus substance equals healing. But if you don't have the right substance, which is activated nutraceuticals, that'll jump gene defects and actually rebuild your body, you're not going to get better. You're just going to get older, quicker, and you're going to die faster. And the problem is, I think our increasing polluted world, people are getting older at a younger age. 1 in 36 fetuses now is going to be born with autism, autism spectrum disorder, or Asperger syndrome. When I went to medical school, it was 1 in 4,600, not 1 in 36. So that's not good, is it?
Yeah.
And then when you talk to doctors about heart disease, even their subspecialists, they're doing cardiac casts every week and CT scans and whatever. They don't want you to rock the boat. I remember reading, and I mentioned this story before about Dr. Damley, but I talked to a cardiologist within the last 6 months, and he thought measuring blood viscosity and cardiac markers was voodoo. And this is in federally certified labs like Veritas Labs at the University of Northern California or Meridian Valley Labs that measures blood viscosity with a dual laser viscometer. This is not voodoo. This is called science. It's hard for some of these people to comprehend, but science trumps any of their stupid ideas, doesn't it? Yeah. So let's go through another couple of nutraceuticals. And by the way, you out there in the public, if you think you know more than me and you don't have the guts to call into the show and disagree with me, email or leave a number and I'll call you back. Believe me, it'll be a very unpleasant day because I will do an intellectual vivisection on air or phone by phone or video contact or whatever, and you're going to wake up and smell the coffee. The problem is the healthcare system itself and the whole way we approach disease and illness is wrongheaded, and it's on purpose, isn't it?
It sure is.
It is. We don't even look at the infectious disease model as to why things like Lyme disease can trigger off multiple sclerosis, or the H3N2 virus can trigger off active thyroiditis and your thyroid peroxidase enzymes go orbital and your thyroid burns out. We don't look at the infectious cause. They did with the Helicobacter pylori 35 years ago with an Australian doctor that realized H. pylori caused gastric ulcers, not hyperacidity. How's that? Back. And so, Ryan, let's pick another couple of nutraceuticals and kind of demonstrate this principle. And I think, you know, I'm stubborn enough that the world will break, not Deagle. How's that? I'm stubborn enough to get the information out free to people all over the world. In fact, this year, the rest of the year, I'm going to be putting up a number of live stream to Vimeo live podcasts. They're all going to be free. There's not any charge. And I'm going to approach and show my model of diseases from cancer, heart disease, dementia, chronic pain, autoimmune disease, and so on. My models of most diseases are completely different than the public model that's taught by medical schools, chiropractors, naturopaths, etc. And it's verifiable by science, too. It's not like, oh, well, that's just a crazy theory because he's got some form of medical psychosis. No. No. I've asked more questions than most people alive 1,000 years. And what I realized is I have been viciously and dangerously ignorant, like all my colleagues, but I've asked enough questions to start accumulating wisdom. And I can validate these with advanced testing, imaging studies, etc., to say that my model works and your models out there is horse manure. That's dangerous, isn't it? It's really sad in the early 21st century to see the millions of health providers of all different ilk out there flogging their systems to try to create a cash generating business system, when really it's like the movie, Christmas Carol. And you remember the dialogue between Jacob Marley and Ebenezer Scrooge, and Jacob was trying to tell him his business was mankind, not business, the business of accounting. And our business is to take care of people. It's not to see how much money we can accumulate by taking care of people. It's to show compassion to those, our brothers and sisters and the babies about to come, that they won't be born autistic, that people won't die prematurely with dementia. I mean, I see all the commercials on TV, we're going to conquer dementia. No, you're not. You're a bunch of knuckleheads, and you're pursuing it the wrong way. In fact, one of the drugs that they gave for to work on a specific receptor in the brain for dementia actually accelerates the butyrylcholinesterase enzymes that actually accelerate dementia, because these people are at the wrong end of the problem, aren't they? It's amazing. And people say, oh, no, they didn't do that. Yeah, I do. I know all the research studies on it. It's scary. If people knew the total, I could actually make this as a series of stand-up jokes, only based on medical facts and published research. And I could get people drunk and eating their munchies up in L.A. or Orange County, and they'd be saying, yeah, you can't be real. This is all so funny. And it's scary as hell because it's killing people with their body count. And believe it or not, without nutraceuticals and without technology to actually help your body regenerate, you're just going to get old and die earlier. And in fact, what I see happening is a contraction of human lifespan. And I call it the lifespan and death span. So if you live to be 70, crawl to 70, I call it. What happens if you start to die at age 35? So the last 35 years are miserable as you crawl to your grave. Pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of that. And of course, in countries like Europe, where it's very common to have euthanasia, people don't realize, for example, I talked to my son about this, most of the Nazi death camps were euthanasia camps. You worked here until finally you got too damn sick or weak or starving, and then they euthanized you. It wasn't designed, they didn't want to get rid of workers, they just wanted to work them like a machine until finally the machine breaks, and then you throw the machine in the mass grave. People don't get this, do they? And that's what's happening in our society when we decide to ignore the actual causes of illness and continue to put out toxic, genetically modified foods. And in 2 years, you know how many vaccines they got planned for the American public in 2 years' time with the national 2020 ID? 271. If you think a human being is going to have a normal immune system, a normal blood-brain barrier, normal neurotransmitters, and normal DNA control to prevent cancer, after 270 vaccines, I have a dark place in hell for you. How's that? There's no way the human biochemistry can tolerate that amount of assault on the immune system. And they're going to do it anyway, okay? I got a vaccine for them. If they had a vaccine for me, my vaccine contains lead and exotic weapons. I'm not going to come back with just a legal argument. I'm going to arm the public with things that are going to take the vaccinators and put them in hell. How's that? Yeah, and people say, oh, well, that's not a Christian thing to say. Yeah, it is. It says, and Jesus himself said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. You know, in other words, there's a point at which you don't tolerate foolishness anymore. You don't. And the same thing, people need to be armed. When they go to their doctor, if they want advice from me, I'll give it to them free. When you're going to your cardiologist, your pediatrician, about your mama who's going to be put in nursing home because she's now demented, do they do the proper investigations to find out she had neurovascular, demyelinating, or infective, or neurotransmitter-type depression and dementia? No. I guarantee you 99.9%, if I do medical legal work, because I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty, I don't find a case when the doctors aren't like my friends in the tank division I used to take care of at Fort Carson. They're driving their tank with their ass hanging out the window, these doctors. That's how bad it is. People say, you're exaggerating. I said, no, it's even worse than that. It's crazy. And if they're in a large group of doctors, they have a battalion of attorneys. So usually the other attorneys don't want to go after them because they won't get enough money. They only go after small doctors, small groups where they figure they can pick them off and make a few million. That's the facts, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yep. So pick on a couple more nutraceuticals. I mean, people don't understand. First, they need to know This is the place to go if you want free advice. This is a place to go for proper nutraceuticals. This is a place to go to get test kits and actually even recommendations to have your own subspecialist do the right types of testing that may be right within their fingertips. I mean, right at their own hospital or clinic. But they don't do it. And they don't do it properly, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, Ryan, let's continue.
Okay. Well, another, you know, top thing that people, you know, are using and are getting great success with are foundational formulations like the Vitamineral Max, for example. Everybody's got to build a good foundation, just like a good house, right? And so Vitamineral Max is one that I love the word cellular handshake. It's fueling the cells on a very basic level that they need day in and day out. And sometimes I think people put the cart before the horse and, you know, they start taking different formulas because they go, well, this, you know, is my issue. But they overlook some of the foundational nutrients that you need to bathe your body with each and every day that we know we're deficient in getting from our diet, or the stuff that we're getting from our diet we're not utilizing very well, like we don't absorb it very well. And so there's good points here to make on Vitamineral Max and why people love it so much, and it's become a top seller, is because of the bioavailability. So from a quick-release veggie capsule that in 5 minutes is dissolved, to utilizing activated forms of B vitamins that can overcome genetic SNPs that many people have. Sometimes they're ones you don't even know you have, but yet you can overcome those from folate to B12 to B6 to B2, or minerals, for example. We were talking about magnesium earlier, and the one that crosses the blood-brain barrier, right? That's a special form of what's known as a chelated magnesium that can be pulled across the blood-brain barrier very effectively. Well, these forms of chelated minerals aren't just for magnesium. There's other forms of minerals that, when all possible, we try to get them in a chelated form so that they don't fight with one another for absorption. They also don't bind with things like fiber in your diet, and they get swept out of your body before you really have any benefit. And so when you use the Vitamineral Max formulation, the reason people feel so good, their energy starts stabilizing, their ability to kind of handle the life stressors, the blood sugar regulation, the benefits that people really would like to see from a multi has a lot to do with basically they can absorb these nutrients and they're in a format that they can utilize. And so Vitamineral Max is found in capsules, also available in a powder that basically tastes like cherry Kool-Aid. That's fantastic if you're dealing with kids or just adults that simply do not want to swallow capsules. Great formula to use there. Another one that's a huge hit is the Power C Plus. The vitamin C, we know, is one of the top things people can do to keep their immune system running strong. Power C Plus has been an absolute home run because people can really do some dramatic impact using vitamin C that they can't with other forms. And the reason is it's a neutralized pH vitamin C. Most vitamin C that people take is highly acidic in nature, and so it's got a very serious limitation for how much you can take, absorb, without causing, say, loose stools and diarrhea.
Right.
And so this formulation overcomes it by being what's known as a mixed mineral ascorbate blend. And at the same time, it's got this enhancer in it called Biofran, shown to increase absorption by 40% in humans for vitamin C.
Exactly.
It's a home run. Power C Plus is like no other vitamin C.
Yeah, there's no other vitamin C like it in the world. There's nothing. Yeah. Welcome back. So, Ryan, there's lots of things going on. For example, one of the ones I put an alert out yesterday for about 4 minutes was the emerging H7N9. And I've been following all these flus, right from H5N1 to H1N1. H5N1 was back in the early 2000, around 2005, then H1N1, 2009. This current flu is the most deadly looking of all. It's H7N9 out of China, and it gives a 38% case fatality rate. What people don't understand is it's counterintuitive. When the case fatality rate drops, say, to 10%, it doesn't infect, say, very few people. It infects everybody and kills, say, 10%. The 1918 flu, my grandmother lost a brother and a sister. They buried the sister, and the brother wanted to hold her before They closed the coffin and put her in the ground, and the next week they buried him. So my grandmother lost a brother and sister to the 1918 flu. That flu, by the way, was created in Fort Lupton, Kansas, as a recombinant between swine flu, because it was affecting pigs, and research they were doing on the typhoid vaccine. And creating the typhoid vaccine, they actually created a recombinant between human flu and pig flu, and that was super infective. And when they shipped the troops to Spain, they weren't sick until they actually their airplanes arrived in Spain. That's why they call it the Spanish flu. Well, we can block that if we take things like Nutra Defense, which blocks all viruses and kills the viral capsid. But Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutridyne, our Nutrimune 26Y, it supplies 26 immunoglobulins and transfer factors to your immune system to fight infections. People need to start making themselves bulletproof to not only food poisoning. The average American gets 6 food poisonings a year that can be quite serious. And they're getting multiple infections, and more of them don't realize that stealth infections trigger off autoimmune disease like MS, dementia, heart disease. For example, I've discovered from my research and testing that cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr virus cause vasculitis. It's a major trigger for stroke and heart attack. It's not just nanobacteria. Everybody that gets vascular disease has an infection in their artery walls. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
Right, but if you think the average doctor knows this, you're kidding. No, they don't. But I do tests like Immunosciences Lab, and you can see the markers that they've got abnormal, interleukin 17 and other TNF-alpha, et cetera, showing they've got active markers. For example, if you've got Lyme disease, you're going to show off IFN gamma. And if you talk to the average doctor, they have no idea what IFN gamma is. But you can do an iSpot Lyme test and show they've got active disease chewing up their organs and destroying mitochondria. So, you know, really, it's a very complex process going on, and the public and even the health professionals are woefully inadequate, aren't they? And we're not just talking about alternative medicine. We're talking about medicine, period. See, I don't think of what we do as alternative. This is not alternative. This needs to be integrated into intensive care unit, pediatrics, geriatrics, and every aspect of medicine and dentistry needs to be functional. That's why I was involved with Dr. Murray Vimy 38 years ago and giving him equations and toxicology research, and then I got threatened to have my license pulled for literally giving this dentist working on a dental PhD in dental toxicology at the University of Calgary. They threatened to pull my license for giving him equations. Did you know that? And my research later on became used by Dr. Hal Huggins, who eventually sued the state of Colorado and set up the European Academy of Functional Medicine Dentistry, which outlawed all use of mercury in Europe. It's against the law now because of work I did 38 years ago and had threat of having my license pulled. Isn't that wild?
That's scary.
Pretty disgusting, isn't it? You wonder why I have a radio show now? Because I got to blast this all up before I take my leave, as Bobby Burns says, and leave this mortal coil. Before I leave, people are going to know that I was ticked by the way things were run on this earth. It wasn't run for the human race. It wasn't run for decency or objective improvements in the health of the population. In fact, if anything, the pollution we're adding, 5G networks, smart meters, genetically modified foods, and an insane amount of vaccines. If you live on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande River and you're of the same genetics as a Texan and you're Hispanic, you have one-fifth the chance of asthma, leaky gut syndrome, and autism as you do on the Texas side where you get vaccinated to hell. Did you know that? And you have the same genetic Hispanic parents and grandparents as on the Texas side, but you're not vaccinated crazy. You live in dirt. Eating your quality of dirt means you're probably going to have a functioning immune system and not be vaccinated to death. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So pick out the next nutraceutical. Again, if you get the right food or nutraceuticals and you get the right biomolecules, the body will strengthen itself, like Nutrimune 26Y. It gives you immunoglobulins for all the major viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. And your own immune system, if you actually do a lipid immunoglobulin electrophoresis, you would not believe how many people are immunoglobulin A deficient in their gut, which is attached to the breast border of their gut cells, or how many of them have immunoglobulin G deficiencies, but they don't know because the doctors never measure it, do they?
No.
They act high and mighty, but they're idiots, and they're dangerous idiots, too.
Right.
They're not just idiots. They're arrogant, son-of-a-bitch idiots. How's that?
Yeah,
dangerous, self-actuated morons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have a lot of, I don't have any mercy for them. Mercy is gone. Dr. Deagle's mercy has left the building, as they say. like Elvis has left the building. My mercy is gone. What do you think?
Well, Dr. Bill, I thought it's great that people listen to you because they have options. And, you know, it's kind of dark when you're looking at standard of care. It's just, it's dark and it's disappointing. But the light is there that you go, hey, look, a lot of this stuff all just has to come down to taking care of yourself. Make sure you're building up your the way that your body works, just like going to the gym. It's like strengthen your body and give it the tools it needs. So I'm going to pick one that's kind of a catch-all for protection of the body, like Allicin Med is a powerful tool, right? This is a garlic that's basically a non-smelling version that you can take, and it is a phenomenally protective formulation, very powerful stuff. And that is one that a lot of people just they forget about. Like you said, they're, you know, back in the day, it's like an antibiotic goes out on no matter what it is, whether it was a virus or a bacteria. It didn't really matter. People just write for an antibiotic. It's like, well, what would nature use to try to kill something like that? What would nature do to enhance your immune system's ability to be able to protect your body? And you've got a huge selling formulation as Allicin Med to help with virtually almost anything. You know,
right.
We'll go down the road for, you know, better cardiovascular function to literally going after killing bad guys in our system.
Right.
And complementing that, I think you hit that NutraImmune 26Y. Fascinating stuff because many people listening obviously know about probiotics. The bioactive immunoglobulins really are, the immunoglobulin side of things are kind of a missing link for a lot of people getting success that they're looking for, because the longer a person has been sick or inflamed, the less immunoglobulins they're producing specifically to coat the gut lining. What does that mean? Literally, it's just like the border situation. There's not enough guards to protect it. They get a lot of things coming across that you don't really want. And if you can neutralize them before they come across that border, which is the gut lining, what you do is you calm the immune system down. And so a lot of people, when they use NutraImmune 26Y, that number one comment that most people feel is they go, you know what I notice when I take it? Energy. My energy is much more consistent. I don't crash in the afternoons. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with you know, consuming caffeine or energy products. It has to do with the fact that your body is reallocating its resources from having to fight and activate the immune system all the time to basically going into more of a maintenance and calming itself down, because you're neutralizing things by using those bioactive immunoglobulins you find in NutraImmune 26Y.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, what I find kind of bizarre is that more and more the educational system, the dialogue even among political parties or among scientists and so-called pundits out there in the healthcare sphere don't understand this. For example, we're getting a weaker and weaker population worldwide, and more travel and more likelihood of genetic modification of organisms to cause major pandemics. It's almost like nature itself is ready to slay a huge part of the human race because they're not paying attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really, it's people say, oh, no, we're paying attention. No, we're not. I see the actions of the World Health Organization as actually feeding the frenzy. And even people like Bill Gates wants to make a universal flu vaccine, which itself will be very toxic and damaging to the population. Many of them will actually change human genetics to make us GMP, genetically modified people. How's that?
Terrible.
I don't want to be a GMP, do you? I don't think so.
No, I don't want to.
No, I'm not interested. I think we can kind of pass on that one, right?
Yeah.
No GMP for me. Thank you, Ryan. We will see you again soon. I think you're coming in again next week. We'll see you back on Think Tuesday, right?
Right now, that is correct, Dr. Bell. Thank you.
You bet. Amazing show today. We're going to join with Amy from Legacy Foods, Jim Cole, the Sodic Life, and CBD Oil. John W. Spring has a major update of what's going on with regard to the North Korean summit and the Iran one coming up. And a visit in September by Kim comes to Washington.